Hello,
Hello.
hello. Hi, Octavius. How are you?
Good.
Good. How's your day going?
It's going good so far. Everything's working.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. No issues or anything going on?
No, ma'am.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, I wanted to call you and to go over a couple of calls that were brought to our attention. Have you ever listened to a call in Teams, like through if I'm
Yes,
messaging with
ma'am.
Teams? Okay.
Yes,
I'm going
ma'am.
to send you three calls, and they're short calls, so they're not like that long. So you can just play them and stay on the call with me and just mute your phone while you listen to them. I'm gonna start off with this one, and then I'll get you the other two sent right away as well. So you just play them all and then come back to the line. Let me know when you're done listening to them, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You did say play that one that you just sent.
Yes, I'm sending you three. So the first one is at the top.
And it's telling me to download the file.
Yeah, so just hit download and then it should say that it's been downloaded and then you should click on that once it says downloaded.
Clicked on it.
What is it doing then?
Press play.
Yes.
It said, "Welcome to Windows Media Player."
Okay. Is it going to allow you to play it?
It say recommend settings or custom settings.
Just do recommended. Do you hear it playing?
Yes, ma'am, it's playing now, but I don't hear me. I hear him.
Oh goodness. Okay. Well, stop the call then, if that's the
Yes,
case.
ma'am.
I don't think you can hear it in my end if I were to play it, but however, I'm gonna see. I'm gonna check with IC to see if I can get the call sent to you another way where
Yeah,
you
because
can.
I heard me and Vincent have done this before, and I was able to hear me and him the way he had it set up. I mean, he had it set up in a way that I didn't have to go to it and listen to the call. He had already prepared a.
Did he send it to you in Teams?
Well, no, he never sent it to me that way, like the way that I had to download it and
What
things
way
like
did
that.
he
He
send it
never
to you?
sent it to me that way. I could go to the.
Was it an email?
He sent me the phone number to call. Well, let me go scroll back up the last time that I spoke. No, he just gave me a phone number to call him.
Okay.
That 888-519. He gave me
Okay.
that number and that was it.
That's okay then. Well, what I'm gonna do is just get with IT to see what way I can get you the calls to be sent to you so that you can actually hear what happened. However, I'm still going to discuss the calls with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the first two calls that I had sent to you are from CH Quality. Both calls were taken on the 8th, which was on Monday of this week. So the first call, the customer called in, he's like, "Hey, I just want to check the tracking of my package or whatnot." You tracked the package and told him the estimated delivery date. And then you went on to say, "Okay, sir, and when you get it, call us back and cancel because this is what's going to happen if you don't call us back to cancel."
Yes,
And you went
ma'am.
on to explain the terms and conditions to him, which he was okay with. Now, as far as with the call being handled like properly, you sounded great on the call. There wasn't any errors that you were making. You verified the account correctly. All of that was handled well. However, what we don't need to mention is what the customer is not asking for. So like if the customer just calls in asking, "Hey, can you check and see if when my next shipment date is?" And you tell her, "Hey, it's next week." Okay, cool. Thank you. All right. Have a good day. Thanks for calling customer support. We don't have to give any other information unless they're calling and asking about it, because the customer should already be aware as to what they're signing up for. So there wouldn't be
yes,
no need for us to kind of volunteer that information, if that makes sense.
Yes, ma'am.
That is
something that I do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I do catch myself doing that a lot.
Yeah.
Letting them know about the 14-day trial.
Mm-hmm. And it can be a hard habit to break once you get kind of set into your ways of saying it, the way that you kind of handle your calls. But just think of it like this. Whatever they're not calling, inquiring about, or on, or asking for, don't talk about it. Don't even bring it up. Don't mention it. You don't have to volunteer the information to them. Just handle what they want, what they're asking for. Explain whatever they're requesting, and then just move on with the call. Is there anything else I could help you with like that? And then just go on.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, of course, if they ask for that information, hey, is this a recurring charge? You absolutely want to tell them the correct information. Yes, it is. It's a trial. This is how it is. If you want to cancel, call back on this date. You don't lose anything but time, things like that. The second call that I had sent to you was taken the same day. It was a TH quality call. It lasts about a minute and 31 seconds. However, it was a dead air call. So how we would typically handle the dead air calls is if we open the call, thanks for calling customer support. The customer doesn't respond to you with what you're asking for. Can I get your zip code to locate the account? And there's no reply. You just want to repeat that information once more. Hey, thanks for calling customer support. Can I get your zip code to locate your account? And then if they don't say anything again, you just do the disconnect protocol verbiage. Disconnect and call due to no caller response, and immediately disposition the call. Close out your tabs that popped up and disposition the call. That shouldn't take you no more than about 40 to 45 seconds, if even that long.
Yes,
this
ma'am.
This call, though, you did your closing correctly, which was disconnecting due to no caller response, but that stopped at 29 seconds. So for a whole other minute, you were just on the line. Now,
yes,
I just want to explain to you that when you are on calls like that, we're not helping customers, there's not anyone else on the line, the clients of these campaigns are still getting charged. So that client is paying for that whole extra minute of us not even doing anything like for him or for his business that we're supposed to be taking care of. You know what I mean? Like on accounts and things like that. So you want to be sure that you disposition your call immediately after you do your closing for disconnects. And not ever just stay on the line. If you get stuck on the line, or if something happens with your laptop where you cannot immediately close the call or disposition the call, just post it in Teams in the IT group. Reach out for help. Let someone know what's going on. That way it doesn't come back on you as if you were just kind of chilling out, taking a break. You know what I mean? For that extra minute, just hanging out on the call, taking a breather, and then decided to disposition on your own.